Good morning, Region. Welcome to the Edison Community Watch Show. This being our first show of the new year, we'd like to wish everyone a very prosperous, healthy, and safe new year. I'm Janet Vinez, president of Edison Community Watch and your councilwoman at large in the city of Hammond. Each month, we bring the message of Community and Crime Watch to the region and why it's so important for each of us to be the eyes and ears of our neighborhood for our police department, and above all, to call the police if you see anything suspicious or something that just doesn't seem right, because community is not just about me, it's about us. This morning, our guests are a couple of gals who are involved in our Community and Crime Watch groups here in Hammond. Would you like to introduce yourself?
I'm Bonnie Henry, and I'm the leader of the Robertsdale Whiting Crime Watch.
My name is Ann Herbert, and I'm vice president of the Hammond Neighborhood Crime Watch and also board member for the East Hammond Pullman Crime Watch.
Good morning.
Good morning.
If anybody has any questions for these ladies, of course, you know our number is 845-1100. So this morning, we'd like to introduce all of you to an initiative that the Community and Crime Watch groups have started here in Hammond. So, Bonnie, you want to tell us about the initiative?
Well, you had called me one day and said you read that a city in Illinois, Mount Greenwood, was tying blue plastic bows around trees and to show our support for the Hammond, for the police, for their place. So we decided we would do it. So we've been out tying. We take these plastic tablecloths that only cost $1 and cut them in strips, and we tie them around telephone poles and trees and fences and anything we can tie them on. And it's been really successful, but we, due to the weather, we can't do as much as we wanted to do.
Right, right. So how does one get these blue strips to tie a bow or whatever it is?
All you have to do is buy a blue plastic tablecloth. It's all folded, and you leave it folded, and you cut the strips, you know, and then unfold them, and you have these long strips to go out and tie. Whatever. And we did get permission from the city of Ham and the city of Whiting to tie these all over. We asked for permission before we started it.
Terrific.
Yes,
terrific.
And the color is royal blue.
Okay.
It's a color it really stands out.
I know I've seen that some people are displaying blue lights in their porch lights as well. I had a gal come over to my house over the weekend to pick up a couple of ribbons, and she said that they had the blue lights displayed as well. So what's the response been in the community?
Well, when I was on 119th tying on the trees and such, and I had several cars stop right in the middle of 119th, roll their windows down and say, what is this all about? And I told them, they were just really happy, and I had people come out of their houses and ask me why I was tying, you know, because the trees in the parkway belong to the city, so it's so I can tie on those,
sure.
You know, I'm not, interfering in a homeowner. And they did come out and ask me, and I told them what was it, and they thought it was great. And actually, around the corner from me, somebody that is not even connected with Crime Watch, I noticed they had had them tied around about 8 trees over there on Warwick, and I was surprised that somebody else did it even before we started it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, over in the East Hammond Pullman area where I live, there's a park that's directly behind the home where we live, and about 5 or 6 years ago, there was a lot of illegal activity going on in the park, and we'd call the police, and the police would come and, you know, do their job. And I decided that I would put the blue ribbons all around the park.
What a great idea.
Yeah, to show support for the police, because the police, they are in that park every day.
Mm-hmm.
And that park is such a nice park now. Now we go there to watch baseball games.
Sure.
The kids play basketball. We have picnics in that park. And it really makes a difference. And as a matter of fact, the chief of police, John Doty, he informed all the police officers that I had, you know, put these bows in the park, and he asked them to go to the park and just take a look.
I just think it's a great way to let our police officers who patrol our neighborhoods know that we appreciate them. As they drive through our neighborhoods and they see the blue ribbons, I'm hoping that it at least brings a smile to their face.
I'm sure
there's been so much criticism of police officers lately, and I just think it's important that they know that we support them for the job that they do, and we're grateful because, I mean, bottom line, they allow us to sleep at night, knowing that they're there to protect us. So it's it just kind of warms my heart that everyone is doing this. Now, are you ladies going to have the bows at your Crime Watch meetings?
Yes, we've had bows at our last Crime Watch meeting, which was last Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the residents, you know, took bows. They were questioning some of them. Well, where would I put it? And the suggestion was made, you can put it on your mailbox.
Uh-huh.
You can put it on your fence.
Sure.
So there are some people in the community. Unfortunately, there have been a couple bows that have been removed, but that's okay. That's okay.
We've got more.
Yes.
We've got more. As a matter of fact, I got an email from a gal who's a teacher at Edison School, and she suggested that I drop off a bunch of bows to the PTA at Edison so they could put them around the fence at Edison School.
That's a great
now,
idea.
I haven't been by there to see if they've done it, and the weather is not exactly conducive to putting up the bows, but I'm sure that they'll get the kids involved. I also got a phone call from a gal at Irving School. They want to pass out the ribbons to the entire school, 700 students.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a great way to get the kids involved. And you know, the police department is making an effort to get out in our neighborhoods. They had a coffee with a cop event. When was that?
That was last month, I think. Yes.
Right. And I know that one is coming up February 11th. Right.
At the Wheel Restaurant.
Exactly. From 4 to 6 p.m. So they're making an effort to get out in the city and give our residents an opportunity to meet the men and women who patrol our neighborhoods and who are there to protect us. Now, at each of our meetings, we have community policing officers, and I know that they are assigned to specific areas. Who are the community policing officers? Do you ladies know?
Well, the First District is very fortunate. We have Sergeant Butch Logan, and he is fantastic.
Yes.
Everyone loves him because he's a people person,
mm-hmm.
and he takes time to talk to the people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know any of the others, but I guess he'll be bringing them to our next Crime Watch meeting so we can meet the others, because I think there's been some changing around since they hired new police officers.
Okay. And how about your group, Ann?
The East Hammond Pullman Crime Watch, Captain Calvin Alcox is the policing officer, and he's doing a good job. And as a matter of fact, I want to mention to the listeners out there that he received an award at the Martin Luther King celebration at the Civic Center for the work that he's been doing in the community. And for the Hammond Neighborhood Crime Watch, the policing officer, community policing officer, is Scott Holbrook, and he also handles the Hessville Crime Watch group also.
Okay, and I know that Lieutenant Pete Moore does the North Hammond area. He does Irving Community Watch, Lafayette. Sergeant John Muta does several of them.
Yes.
He does our Edison, he does Jefferson, South Hammond. Yeah, so these guys are all great. They're proactive. They answer all of our emails. They answer any questions that we may have. And most importantly, they come to our meetings and they tell us what's going on in our neighborhood. So I think that's a great idea. You're listening to WJOB 12:30 a.m., and this is the Edison Community Watch Show. So what is some of the information that the community policing officers brings to that they bring to your meetings?
Well, they bring us the crime stats. That's the main thing that people like to listen to is the crime stats, because it isn't in the Times anymore, so mm-hmm. you have to come out. And they answer all the questions. I know Butch, most of the time, you know, he'll say, time's getting short, but I'll stay after the meeting. If you have anything to talk about, just talk to me about it after the meeting. Because if it gets personal, we don't really want it coming out at the meeting, so they have to talk to him afterward.
And yeah. Captain Alcox does the same thing. And
yeah,
I know
pretty much
that
all of the officers, you know, do that. Mm-hmm. And we have at the East Ham and Pullman Crime Watch something that we initiated when we first started the Crime Watch. We have a comment card. If you have a comment and you don't want or you want to report a crime, you don't have to do it in the public. You can do it anonymously by submitting it on a card, and it's submitted to the community police officer.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a way, you know, that people can be anonymous.
Oh, absolutely. Sometimes people are reluctant to come forward with information about something because they're afraid of some type of retaliation.
Exactly.
And the Hammond police do an excellent job of keeping your tips anonymous. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, if you call the police to report something going on in your neighborhood, you can specifically tell them, don't come to my door. I'll talk to you over the phone, but please don't come to my door because I don't want the people in the neighborhood to know that I'm the one who called. There's been some car thefts lately when people are
warming up their cars.
Exactly.
It's not funny, but
no,
yes.
Exactly. And if you are warming up your car, what are some of the tips that the police officers give you about that?
Well, they say don't leave it unlocked, but that's hard because I know with my car, if my car is running, it won't lock.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, a lot of makes.
Yeah, so
cars.
A lot of makes mm-hmm. are like that, you know. But, mm-hmm. I mean, I realize it's cold when you go out there and get in the car, but just don't let it run and go back in the house.
Especially at gas stations.
Oh.
Because that's where some of the thefts are occurring. People are leaving their cars running while they go in to pay for the gas, and they're coming out, and their car is gone.
I guess I just don't understand the logic behind that. But, you know, I when I get out of the car to fill my tank, I lock my car while I'm standing there mm-hmm. because I leave my purse in there, you know, and I just use the debit card.
Too much information.
Well, I guess we have a phone call. MX, good morning. How are you?
Well, it's not MX no more. It's the town crier from Hessville.
Oh, you're the town crier. Why is that?
Bastard and WJOB could put it out.
Oh, okay. And you do a great job. I love your posts on Facebook.
Thank you. You know something I picked up at the last Community Crime Watch?
What's that?
That Officer Holbrook, I think there was five policemen that came in,
mm-hmm.
and we got to meet them, and they introduced themselves. And now, wait, what Officer Holbrook says is every month there is a shift change, and then next month we'll get to meet five or six new cops.
Oh, he's bringing them next month?
Maybe I'm wrong, but
okay,
from what I have caught, yes.
Terrific.
And then what Officer Holbrook we gave the police a standing ovation. Everybody stand up. I think I counted over 50 people at the Hessville Crime Watch.
Yeah,
it was very nice.
After we gave this standing ovation and the officers left, Officer Holbrook says, you know what? You guys don't know what you did, because all these police officers see is bad stuff and crime.
Mm-hmm.
And they never get any thanks for being out there protecting our lives while we sleep. So that was a big point. And another thing, too, with Officer Holbrook, he'll go down to grass clippings thrown in the wrong place. He works with code enforcement. As you know, Bill 1611, which is at the Senate now, Bill Fine, is attacking our code enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
And code enforcement works hand in hand with the community crime watches. We've got a big issue coming up with Bill 1611.
Yes.
So I'll let you go. And
well, thanks, MX. It's always good to talk to you, and it's always a real treat to see you at the Crime Watch meetings. Thank you for calling.
Town crier.
Bye. Bye.
We love you, town crier. Oh, my. And that was one of the objectives of this Blue Ribbon Initiative, to let our police officers know that we do appreciate them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a tough job that they do, and they're under constant criticism. And it's just got to be difficult, just difficult. We have another call. Oh, okay, good morning, Walt. How are you?
Good. I don't care what MX says. Town crier from Hessville doesn't fit the bill. I mean, next thing you know, he'll be telling us he's taking showers on a regular basis. It's MX. It goes right to the heart of things.
Yes.
In any case, the blue ribbon thing. Are you selling that stuff?
No, we're giving them away.
How about this? Why don't you leave some at WJOB's new station, or and some also at the old, and I'd like to come by and pick one up and leave a donation for you. Would that be okay?
That would be very much appreciated. Thank you very much.
Why don't you talk to Jed about doing that? He's the boss man, so he'd have to say the okay.
Yeah, all righty. I will certainly do that. Thank you so much for your generosity your support. We work very hard in the city of Hammond to maintain and improve our quality of life, and by engaging our residents in an initiative such as this is only a plus for our community. So thank you very much for your support.
Let me give you a little bit of information about how tough being a cop is in America, especially in the urban areas, and that is, I saw this on television last night, the stresses of being a cop in this country. They lose roughly 10 years on average of their life.
I believe it.
Due to stress.
They tend to die 10 years younger than the normal lifespan. And when you consider the dangers they have to face on a daily basis, I remember back during the Persian Gulf War I, in the early 90s, I think it was early 90s. But in any case, a lot of Chicago policemen are in the reserves, and they were called up and sent to the Middle East, and they were being interviewed by the Chicago papers, and the cops were saying, actually, this is safer being here in
this
war zone than being back in Chicago.
That's...
So that gives you some idea, and this is why, as a good citizen, it's wise to give the cops every consideration, because given the way this country has gone, I mean, I grew up in East Chicago back in the 40s and 50s, and the neighborhoods were perfectly safe. I mean, you could walk anywhere you wanted to. That ain't the way it is anymore. And the cops have had to deal with that. The cops, in terms of who becomes a cop,
mm-hmm.
the standards of selection are much more rigorous than they were back in the 40s and 50s.
Yes.
But you have certain elements of American society that they just want a gimme. They want to be treated special. They don't think they should live by the rules all the rest of us live by. And so they want to beat up on the cops. The cops are the most visible face of their unhappiness over a lot of things. And they pay a price, and I think as good citizens, dealing with cops has become a much more difficult thing. But I know what's behind that, and I don't blame them. I blame the people, the scum that they've got to deal with, who spit in their face and think they can ignore police orders. And like we saw a couple of months ago, that incident involving two drug traffickers. And on top of it, have people defend the drug traffickers.
Mm-hmm.
What can I say?
Well, I thank you very much for your call, Walt. And that is one of the reasons why we are as active as we are with the community and Crime Watch in Hammond, because it is about education. And without someone being taught the respect that they should have for police officers or anyone in authority, without someone being taught that the police officers are there to protect us, then we are going to have some of the attitudes that are out there. So that's why all of us do what we do, to educate the public and let them know exactly the sacrifices that the police officers and I mean let's go down the line, the police officers, the firefighters, the people who work for our city, they bust their tail out there to try to keep our city as good as it is and improve it. So it's all a matter of education, and that's what we're trying to do. So thank you, Walt. We do have another call. Thank you very much. You are on the air, Mad Mac, on the Edison Community Watch Show. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to the JOB audience.
Good morning.
This is Will from Chicago, Illinois.
Hi, Will.
It may sound as if, and I'm sure that you've probably been told that some of the things that I've said about police officers, being a black man and being under the pressure and dealing with the police and the, how can I put this, and the relationship that the police officers have with the black community. You talk about being taught how to respect police officers. Police officers need to be taught how to respect the black community. You see, I'm black, and I am a male, and I am treated differently by police officers than other races of people are. So, therefore, I have a different attitude about police officers than those who are not treated the same as I am. I understand how you feel about police officers because you and your people are not treated the same as I am and my people. There was a sergeant here, Burge, who has been all but convicted of torturing black men into confessing to crimes that were not true. He and others, it wasn't just Burge, there was others that went along with it. And it happens every day in the black community. So therefore, I have a different outlook, a different opinion of police officers. And I never once said randomly do harm or disrespect police officers. I wouldn't do that to any human being. But like-minded, police officers should not do that to my neighborhood and to me. See, that's where the misunderstanding comes.
Well,
people don't understand it from a black point of view. You can't begin to understand what it's like to be a black male in America and face what we face, the stress that we face. Don't you know that that's a job. It's a job. It is a job. And they don't shoot and they don't do other races of people like they do us under the same circumstances. And that's what we face. That's what we face, and that shapes our opinion about the police and white people and Caucasian people, European people, period.
Alrighty.
It's not just police officers.
Okay. Well, let me just interject there. As I said earlier, we are trying to educate people about the job that the police officers do for us. And I do believe that we are educating the police officers as well. You are right, Will. I am not a black man. I do not, I have not encountered some of the situations that you have. But the fact still remains that there needs to be respect on each side. The police officers need to respect, and the people that they stop need to be need to respect. So, all of this has been brought to the forefront, and I do believe it's a learning process for everyone involved. And I thank you so much for your perspective on that, because that is what is at the forefront in our nation today.
Yes.
So we all need to learn learn a little bit of respect. So,
why did you say so?
Do you ladies have any comments?
Well, all I want to say is that you can't just have a global opinion about all cops, just like you can't have a global opinion about all blacks. There are some good cops out there, and there are some bad cops, just like people. You know, there are good people and bad people. And I really think that things are moving in a direction where the communication is beginning, and that, you know, some of the issues and problems that, you know, have occurred in the past, you know, those things are being worked on to be resolved as far as police and community affairs.
I agree. Well, we're nearing the end of the show. I did want to get an announcement out there about an upcoming event. This will be tomorrow, as a matter of fact, Tuesday, January 27th, 6 to 8 p.m. At the Civic Center. I did say 6 to 8 p.m. Every Wednesday, the Eastside Community Council has been hosting Open Gym at the Civic Center. And in honor of our youth and their good deeds at the weekly ESCC Open Gym Night, the Hammond Police Community Affairs Department will be presenting two brand new basketball goals to support the youth's continued nonviolence movement to build stronger partnerships with community organizations. I thank you all for listening. You've been listening to Ann Herbert, who is Vice President of the Citywide Crime Watch, and Bonnie Henry from the Whiting Robertsdale Crime Watch. Thank you, ladies, for joining
thank
me
you
this
for
morning.
Having us.
You really make a difference in our neighborhoods, and I thank you for your efforts. So the next meeting of Edison Community Watch will be Wednesday, February 4th at Edison School in Hammond at 6:30 p.m. If you're interested in a list of Community and Crime Watch meetings, you can visit edisoncommunitywatch.com or hammondneighborhoodcrimewatch.com. We ask the region to think about us and not just me. Attend a Community or Crime Watch meeting. It's only through our combined efforts that we can affect change. We'll talk to you next month. Thank you.